The Mike O'Mara Show opening is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
Folks, we say it to you all the time. This is the number one way to monetize this show.
Number one.
Numero uno.
One.
Please, please. Let me push the microphone away, please.
Yeah.
For the love of God! Support our Amazon page.
Please.
It's your back-to-school headquarters. Now,
that's nice.
Well, that's a little late.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're starting school in October.
I just got back from vacation. We'll freshen that up.
All right. Get back to work.
All Mike, right. It's your Halloween headquarters.
It's your Halloween headquarters. Thank you, Rob.
Perfect, Rob. It's never too early.
That's hilarious.
It's your Halloween headquarters. It powers the show. When you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website, the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com,
it's
and we
spooktacular.
Thank you in advance,
it's
ladies
what?
And gentlemen.
Spooktacular.
Spooktacular. Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Okay, thank you, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
And it is so great to have Buzz back that I've actually booked a guest to welcome him back in celebration
I'm honored.
Of your return, ladies nice. And gentlemen, Mr. Liam Neeson.
Oscar.
Yes, sir.
I heard you had a problem with the law.
The fuzz.
Did they pull you over?
Yeah, I got a speeding ticket on the way to work today.
Oh, no.
But this has made it all better.
You got a speeding ticket?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell them you had a nice set of skills?
What kind of skills?
Skills that make me a nightmare for a man like you.
Oh.
That's for sure.
Are you my insurance policy holder?
Oscar.
Yes?
Tell Rob to sit down.
Rob, sit down.
Sit down, Rob.
You know, there's a guy, and his name is Mark Ronick. He has a peculiar set of skills.
Yes.
That he knows we're doing the show, and yet he texted me saying he was unhappy with my camera angle.
Oh.
So I was adjusting it.
Tell him to leave his living room and get here to the studio.
Hey, Mark, is that better?
There you go.
I'm waiting on the text now.
By the way, congratulations, Mr.
Yes, Neeson. Taken two.
Yes.
Yes, what are you congratulating me for?
Well, because it's getting rave reviews.
Well, it's a good movie.
Well, it hasn't come out yet, so I wouldn't know that. I haven't seen it, but you did it.
I made the movie, so I know it's good.
It's a good movie because you have skills.
I have great skills.
Well, you know, any movie can be ruined by the editing. If your editor doesn't have a peculiar set of skills.
I have skills that make me a joy for a director of a movie.
Hey, good news, Liam.
Skills like talking on the telephone and doing a monologue that results in a sequel being made.
Really? And that really is what the movie's based on, is that 142-second clip, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
I like when you electrocute the guy.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Yeah.
Just let me tell you one thing, Rob.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I'll entertain a question.
Are you going to be going to see Taken 2?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I want you to listen to me.
Okay, I'm all ears.
I don't know, Rob.
I want you to listen to me one time.
All right.
If you don't go see Taken 2.
Yeah.
I just want you to know this.
Yeah.
I will come to your house.
Oh.
I will find you.
Yes.
And I will kill you.
Really? Just based on not buying a movie ticket?
Seems a little extreme.
Well, you know, if you come to my house, maybe we should get to know each other. Your name is Liam?
I don't think I want to.
It's short for William, right?
I don't think I want to get to know
you. Can we call you Billy?
I really don't want to know you.
Look, it's Billy Neeson.
Do you ever get Nielsen? Because Neeson is such a different last name.
It is an unusual name.
Yeah.
Neeson.
Why are there three of you guys screaming at me?
We're just curious, sir.
I don't understand. Oh. Why can't you talk at a normal level?
Just got a text.
You got a text from who, Mark Ronick?
Yeah, I got a text, Billy. Apparently, I tilted the camera too much. I got to bring it back down now.
What'd you call me Billy for?
Well, Liam is short for William, right? I thought we're just being buds.
My name is Liam.
Yeah.
Liam, William. Not William.
It's not William.
William is short for Liam.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Will Liam.
I thought it was strictly like an Irish name.
Well, now I want to come over there and slap you silly, you jag off.
Hey.
I don't understand these things.
Family show.
Sorry about your speed.
That's okay. You know what? I coached a hockey team yesterday called the Law Enforcers, and then they enforced on me today.
Yeah.
It's great.
People don't understand the community service you do.
Yeah, I wanted to tell them about it.
It's really frustrating.
Hey, how's your box daughter from that movie?
Hey, now that's not the way you speak to a guest.
Hey,
Is that the way you welcome somebody to your country?
It's pretty cute.
Is talk about his daughter being boxed? I know what that term is.
It's nice.
That's what you're talking about.
Jesus, it's a compliment.
What you're doing is... You know, really, I'm in the pocket. I'm on this Liam Neeson impression.
Because what happened?
You know, you're really reducing my daughter to a piece of ass.
Yeah, and well.
That's not a
Is that really a reduction?
You know, I don't like it when you disrespect the guests.
What I know is this.
It takes the mojo away because you're supposed to be intimidated and afraid of Liam Neeson.
You're inviting yourself to my house. I'm just trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Instead, you bald-headed bastard, you're trying to make light of this situation.
You tried to threaten to kill me.
I told you, if you don't, go see Taken.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go see it now.
Wait a minute. It's a simple statement of fact.
Hear him out.
I'm going to find you, and I will kill you.
Do I need to see it on its first run? Can I wait till it hits the Dollar Theater?
See, what I perceive... I perceive that you're being sarcastic.
No, far from it. Oh, I've never been more sincere.
You know what I'd like to do?
What?
Have you ever seen what can be done with a penknife if it's put up a man's nostril?
I have.
Are you familiar with the movie Chinatown?
I have. That movie I saw in the theater.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make your nose and your nasal passages look like a piece of Swiss cheese. What do you think of that?
You know what?
What do you think of that, tall boy?
I hate that.
Yeah.
Mr. Neeson?
Yeah, I'll give you a dark and stormy right up your inner tool.
Well, that's plenty dark already.
If you can do that with a penknife, what can you do with a pixie stick?
The skills I have. As long as you give me something long.
Skewer?
Something that can perhaps be sharpened.
Mm-hmm. How about a skewer?
Rob, I want you to do something. Hold on.
What? Mm-hmm.
Turn the music off.
It's off.
Listen to me carefully.
Oh, God.
You are going to be taken. I want you to crawl under your sofa.
What?
Right now. Now, listen, Rob.
It's no room.
Rob, they're going to take you.
For his own good.
They're in the house now.
Who are?
The people.
What people?
The people that are tired of you getting freebies.
How do you call crawl?
How do I what?
How do you call crawl?
How do I call crawl?
Yes, that's what
you
said.
What does he mean by
what
that?
What is that?
He's not from around here.
Crawl?
I don't know.
Crawl, you mean.
Oh, you mean crawl? Like yeah. K-R-U-L-L? That movie was made in the 1970s, for
Jesus,
Christ's sake.
Crawl, really?
Were you making a crawl reference?
No, you misspoke. You said, I want you to call crawl.
Crawl, crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, are you making fun of the way I speak?
He's being sarcastic.
He's making fun of you, sir.
All right. Well, how about I take a penknife to you now?
Yeah.
All right. When I get done with you, you'll go from being Bolivian to Peruvian.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Steve and I invite you to this cabin as my friend. Not to criticize, nor to comment on my command.
Well, should I leave you until you're in a more harmonious frame of mind?
What would you have me do, Stephen?
Tip the ship's grog over the side.
Stop their grog.
Nagel was drunk when he insulted Holland. Did you know that?
Stop 200 years of privilege and tradition. I'd rather have them 3 sheets to the wind on occasion than have a mutiny on my hands.
You see, I'm rather understanding of mutinies. Men pressed from their homes, their chosen occupations, confined for months aboard a wooden prison.
Stephen, I profoundly respect your right to disagree with me here in this cabin, but I can only afford one rebel on this ship. I hate it when you talk at the service in this way. It makes me so very low. Do you think I want to flog Nagel? A man who stood beside me on the gunwale and hacked the ropes and sent his mate to his death under orders. Under my orders. Do you not see it? The only things that keep this little wooden world together are hard work, discipline.
Jack, the man failed to salute.
For God's sake, Stephen, there's hierarchies even in nature, as you've often said yourself.
There is no disdain in nature. There is no humiliation.
Men must be governed. Often not wisely, I will grant you, but they must be governed nonetheless.
That's the excuse of every tyrant in history, from Nero to Bonaparte. And I, for one, am opposed to authority.
Your opposition is not my concern.
Misery and oppression.
You've come to the wrong shop for anarchy, brother.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank.
Rob Spiewak.
Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
I believe that what Rob just did was take the most homoerotic exchange from Master and Commander, one of my favorite movies, and he put it out there.
Well, you see, the
those
thing
two,
is,
there's a little homoerotic
fun. A little.
There. Do you think there's a lot?
I think that
you think it was made with that in mind.
They're on a boat for a long time.
Just and like I was.
The movie, Mike, really, all it was, that scene could have been added to if they maybe started undoing each other's buttons. But I chose that scene because, you know what, Master and Commander, one of your favorites, so yes. I wanted to do it. But you know what? Not a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of...
I want you to get for Master and Commander, the scene that I told you about is right before they're going to go to battle.
Okay.
And he goes down below to the crew. Rob and I were coaching the hockey team yesterday. Yes. And at one point, you know, Rob was standing behind the bench with me and we were just chatting. And I started to do a bit with the Master and Commander when he goes, okay, quick's the fight and on with the fight. Hello, lads, let's go. You know, because when you're
like a pep talk.
In charge of men.
Right.
And we were kind of joking about that. And that's why I think you got that Master and Commander.
I did. I wanted to go with something a little odder, though. I like the fact that he wants to not take away their grog.
I like flog niggle.
I love Master.
I
don't know what it says about me, but I love Master and Commander. Sure. I truly do. One of my favorite movies.
You love a man in a ponytail.
Live from we know the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Hi, baby.
This is America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times, and we're heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Yeah.
Oh, hold your applause till later. Our show today is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. 80% of heart attacks happen at home. Don't I know?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, Mike!
Would you know what to do?
Would you?
NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Registrations open now.
Now!
So click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class and save a life.
Do you think Nagel would know what to do if the Master and Commander had a heart attack?
He'd throw him overboard. That's what he would do.
Oh, Nagel.
We are joined by a good friend of mine who's, this is his last day in the United States, German Martin.
Nice.
German Martin's here. German works with Jimmy Cerrito over at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
American Jimmy and German Martin.
Jimmy explained it to me. Jimmy, grab a microphone for a second there. You explained to me that German Martin's last request was to come by and before he left the country. He's literally going to the airport today, right?
He's headed back to Germany today. He really wanted to be in this living room and just witness and be part of your show.
Oh, that is great. Grab a microphone there.
That's why Mark isn't here today.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. German Martin, you are headed back to Germany due to whatever, the immigration visa. They won't let you stay here. Is that true?
Yes, my visa is running out in a week.
Oh, and so you got
to
head back.
I have to leave a couple of days early, so I'm leaving today. 5:15 from Dallas.
5:15 from Dallas. And how long have you been over here? How long have you been over in the States?
I've been here for 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. Well,
why don't they let somebody stay if they're here for 10 years?
I think most of the people in this room are alive based on actions that German Martin has taken for us.
Yes.
He's been a most helpful enabler in the Jimmy Cerrito family. I know he's driven me home before. Driven you home before.
For those of you that are listening or not watching on Ustream here, is a very big guy, strong guy. He takes the ice luges and like straps them over his shoulder and puts them around. It's something that usually takes four guys to lift up and do that. He also runs security over at Jimmy's, and he has been nice enough many, many times to give us rides to various places. German Martin saved my ass last week when I had my motorcycle in the firehouse.
Yes.
German Martin found out where the firemen were for me.
That's right.
But we're going to miss you, man. It's been a good run. Are you filled with mixed any level of excitement about going back home for a while, or are you just more – how are you feeling about the whole thing?
I'm getting kind of excited about being there again, seeing my family for more than like a week on a vacation.
What part of Germany are you headed back to?
Flensburg, northern Germany. Mm. It's like 5 minutes from Denmark.
Cool. 5 minutes from Denmark. That's my new album.
Are there hotties up there, Martin? Are the women attractive in that part of the world?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
It's been
that's
too long.
10 years.
Yeah, I bet he remembers.
German, how many American women have you slept with?
Yeah, before you go,
if you'd like to know, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
I was just curious.
That is why I plucked this golden talent off of the Big O and Duke show. I said, come to the podcast with me.
That simple
is
question.
And before he answers, and Oscar, before he answers, I want you to know this is the reason why the visa has expired.
He's reached his limit.
That's right.
I should have probably stick to one and married her, but
the one that got away.
Jimmy,
the black one, right?
Jimmy, the black one. Yes, of all different sizes, shapes, and colors. The black one. You have a microphone open for 5 seconds, and you can't.
You said open it. Right before the show.
I can't have Jimmy in here. I can't have one of my best pals, Jimmy Cerrito, and deprive him of the microphone.
For it is what he loves more than anything.
Even when he invites himself into the podcast,
give him one. Just don't plug it in.
Jimmy, how do you feel? I mean, really, this is a long time relationship you had. Because of various reasons, you've been pretty depleted of staff in the last 6 months.
I've been blessed to have Martin all these years. It's been easy for me to leave on a busy Friday or Saturday night, to leave early knowing that German Martin's at the front door and he is taking care of everything.
Yeah, great guy.
Wow. I've already felt it this past Saturday. he didn't work. It was his going away party.
Yeah.
And I found myself putting people in cabs and giving people rides home and picking people up.
He makes sure people, you know, what Martin does at your fine establishment is he makes sure people are safe.
Yeah.
And and that is appreciated by all of us I know here, and we're going to miss you. And we're glad that you could come by and join us for, you know, our little silly show before you. And this, I hope, is your final memory of the United States. This is your last memory of the United States.
Is there any way for you? I don't know how visas work. I've been denied them myself.
What it is, yeah, Rob, you
take. Is that why you get to come back?
No, let me. I can answer that. Okay. You take it and you slide it through the plastic thing.
Yeah, you know, it's make sure it's not that the like
strip,
that.
The magnetic
it's
strip,
and that's a credit card.
Put some numbers in.
Yeah. Visa.
It's a visa.
Yes, you have to know your PIN number.
Yes,
I know your PIN number.
Thank you. I like when I do to you what you do to me all the time. You get totally hoodwinked by it. You want to start again?
You bamboozled me. Is there a way that you can come back?
Yes, there is a way. It's just going to take a while. I have to get a labor certificate from the Department of Labor, and that takes about 10 months.
Nah, the government moves wicked fast. I think you'll be fine.
No, they were working on applications from like June of last year right now.
Okay. And you can't just marry a chick?
10 months is tragic. That's
whenever somebody's leaving, though, whenever somebody's leaving, I always have this desire to
save him,
have a piece of them here and record him and what we can have. Now, Rob, you've got a good brain for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with his native tongue, how could we utilize...
like to say, if he could speak, you still speak the language, right?
Yes, I do.
You'll be good. I would like for him to do some sort of warning to the listener when people are getting out of hand. He is a man about safety. He is a man with a sort of stern demeanor.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if you could say something in German, Martin, about...
That you're all over the place. Forget it. That's not good. It's too complex.
You've got nothing.
He's got
nothing. How do you say... How do you say...
He's got goosing.
How do you say F off?
How do you say F off Oscar?
Oscar.
I like that.
I'm going to give it to... It'll be easier for you.
Okay.
In German, tell all of your German friends how you enjoy the Mike O'Mara show. Just tell me that you like the Mike O'Mara
lie
show.
Lie if you have to.
Yes.
Ich liebe die Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah. Bam. Yes.
Thanks. Way to hit it out of the park.
They're an efficient people.
He went on and on.
Wow. Why don't you tell all the German people that the Mike O'Mara show is stocked with a bunch of no good dirtbag drunks, and I wouldn't have anything to do with them. Ladies and gentlemen, here's German Martin.
The Mike O'Mara show is eine Gruppe von Alkoholikern.
We just like hearing the language. Here we go. I like hanging around Mike O'Mara because he is a magnet for all the hot chicks. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
I can't. Ah! You got to make me translate.
Now he swears in English.
I just screwed up my English into my German.
I love when he says German, but then your name is in the middle of it.
Yes.
Can you say a sentence about each of us, but use our names in the middle of the German?
Yeah. Just
so
any
it's like
sentence.
German, 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 Buzz Burbank, German, German, German.
And you can an insult for each of us.
Yeah,
would be great. You don't even have to tell us what it is.
Doesn't matter what it
and
is.
First
start,
me.
Start say Mike O'Mara.
Anything you want.
German, 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 Mike O'Mara.
No. You have to say something.
You know what? You know what? I've had this before. People that are bilingual, they don't like
you
to be pressured to speak. Yes,
I don't even like it.
That's why he's losing his work visa.
All right, so Jimmy, any final words for Martin before you boys sit back and enjoy the rest of the show?
Keep listening to Mike O'Mara all the way over there in Germany.
That's right. 150 countries, Martin. We don't have to go away. We'll be your connection. And we'll periodically, you want to Skype in on us, we'll have you on the show. And you know, and send us pictures of like hot German women.
Yeah, and send us some schnitzel.
And leave your truck at Jimmy's so we can drive people home with it.
Oh, Martin's got a killer Ford pickup.
He does.
Pickup,
he does.
Sold it.
Like, I'm sorry. I had to sell
did you already sell it?
Yeah, I had to.
I bet you sold that truck like that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Yeah, I was surprised there.
Martin, can you say this in Germany? Say, I like to pick things up and put them back down.
Can you say that?
Can you say that in Germany?
You can't translate it because it's not going to be funny anymore.
Go ahead.
It's funny for us.
Ich hebe Sachen auf und ich lege sie wieder hin.
Okay, here we go.
Are you really German?
You know what was great?
It doesn't make any sense.
How about no one called
it's
him
not funny
it
at all.
Jimmy said, can you say that in Germany?
All right, hold on. Yeah, I know. That's Jimmy.
I know, but I thought it was nice.
How about this? How about Martin?
Tomorrow he can.
We'll do it historical. How about this? General Rommel, the Panzers are about to overrun the American positions. General Rommel, the Panzers are about to overrun the American positions. Go.
General Rommel, die Panzer sind dabei, die amerikanischen Truppen zu überrennen.
That's all right. Beautiful.
Big win, big win. We're such idiots, you know that? Why are foreign languages funny to Americans?
Because we're stupid. We can't do it. It's like fantasy for us.
Exactly.
I love it.
On the program today, welcome back to Buzz Burbank.
Hey, thank you.
In our second segment, we're going to hear all about Buzz and the crew. You got some stories from your cruise.
I do, indeed.
Buzz's Return your lead story, Mike?
Yes, it is. Lead story today, Buzz Burbank goes on a cruise and doesn't die. And your wife came back safely?
Let me check.
Okay. You enjoyed it? It was your first cruising experience?
First cruise ever for both of us. We had a great time.
We'll have that.
If Marsha is back with him, then that proves what I've always said. The handrails are very high.
Yes.
Handrails.
Tell me.
Rails.
Yeah. Happy Monday. Did you have any crown last night?
Not last night, no.
Okay, just checking.
Saturday, yes.
I want to say before we go to break here, this is day one of the rest of my life. I am here to say that I've really, really debated whether or not to, you know, go deep with the personal information about my weight because I've gotten a lot of. I talked to you Friday about the fact that I was going to go all in. Well, I weighed it, and the pussy side of me won a little bit. So the fact is, I'm not going to give you my exact weight.
Fair enough.
But I am going to track my weight every single day with you on Weight Not, and let you know each and every day. And if I miss it one day, I want one of you guys to bust my balls and say,
okay,
how about the weight check? The weight check today. It's official, though, and I'm not proud of this. I am heavier than I have ever been in my life.
Wow.
And I am not happy about that. Last week...
It's a bad feeling.
The middle of the week, I contacted my dear friend Christy over at Weight Not, and this is not for commercial purposes.
No.
This is just the truth.
What happened in your life?
We have access to this wonderful program that's been so successful for Rob and also for RJ and for Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah, right.
And I called her last week, and I said, it's time for me to, you know,
get
really
serious.
This is ridiculous what I've been doing, dicking around with this thing and not really plunging right into it the way I should. So I started it today. This is the first day.
Congratulations.
You know, hold me to this a month down the road if I'm still, you know, able to be successful with this program. I will tell you that it really is something that I was wrestling with to come in and tell you about, because it's embarrassing. And Rob knows this.
It is.
Neither Rob nor me nor RJ, none of us had the balls to say what we really weigh at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine to say that after you've lost the weight, but you don't want to say it when you're closer to it.
Of course.
It's just a psychological
thing. Of course.
It is.
But
the fact because it's innately, it's a failure.
It's a big failure. Yeah. And there are no excuses, but I did successfully lose 48 pounds was the total amount. And I remember this because I started when I was on the
edge. And you were so happy and so proud.
Walked into this office, and there was a lady from an ad agency, Stephanie Rocky, and one of her clients was Weight Not, and I was talking about the fact that for the first time over the years with Don and myself, we have been approached again and again and again with weight loss companies because we're big guys.
Yep.
We're fat. That's why they want to do this. Well, this was one of those few times where as soon as I heard that she had one, I said, I'm in. Whatever it is,
bring it.
I am in. And that started my first go round with this program.
You had the desire.
And the success was just immediate and
fast.
It was steady.
You were psyched.
And it was great. And then along came this little problem with employment where the edge went and booted me off the air. Mm-hmm. And then shortly thereafter, a little knee injury that required surgery.
That's huge.
And from one thing to, you know, I got sidetracked. It's an excuse, but it's my excuse. And
we've all been there. And I will tell you this. I'm right now in my third cycle of it.
Right.
And I'm getting closer to the end than I am to the beginning.
I saw pictures of me and you over the weekend, and if I hadn't made the decision last week, I certainly would have made the decision over the weekend.
But it is, if you can get through this first 3 days, and that really is, you are literally detoxing your body.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it right now.
And if you can get through this first 3 days, you're going to skate, and it's so...
Well, I've done it.
And, it's so great.
That's the thing that was weird about it. I've done it, and what it is the program to me, and I look, if this is an extra commercial for them, fine, so be it. They've spent a lot of money on this podcast.
Hold on, do you hear Mark screaming?
And you know,
no.
I'm sorry that they are not sponsoring it today, because I would have used this time to talk about it. But I have to talk about me, and this is real, and this is my life. And I will save my reports to you for those Weight Not commercials and tell you, because this girl that we've dealt with, Christy over there,
the best,
is really just a terrific human being. She's great to talk to. She's very understanding, because I was racked with guilt about this whole deal. I was really not happy about it. And it's starting over for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't have any conversations with anybody other than myself about doing
right.
this. Carla has been very concerned about it, but she's not on my ass about it.
More butter, dear?
And you know, no, she's not like that.
Okay.
She's very aware. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, you don't need that. You know, she'll say, but she hasn't been on my ass like
gentle.
She could have
been.
She's been
gentle right. about it. Yeah.
I've had this conversation with myself, and myself, you know, I'm sitting here looking at my opportunity. I have this wonderful relationship with a weight loss program that is right in front of me,
yep.
literally in my lap. I've got three people. I got friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I have coworkers of mine that have actually lost, you know, hundreds of pounds
it
on this program, and it's right there. And I said, this is silliness, and
so
it's
many
time
listeners.
To stop.
You could have gestured at me when you said friends.
But he
all
didn't.
All of a sudden, I'm a coworker.
I have friends. I have coworkers.
This daily weigh-in. It's
yes.
going to be, we just have to remind you sometime during the program.
Yeah, and okay. I, you know, and when I get to...
He is going to live for that, Mike.
And
that's
when
your
when
job.
When I get to a certain weight, I don't know if I'm ever going to have... I'm so embarrassed by my weight.
When
you
did
know,
you get on the scale?
I got on the scale this morning.
And you were like, holy F.
You get no, I was actually, to be honest with you,
yeah.
I was expecting it to be higher.
Even worse.
I was expecting it to be worse.
When you get far enough away from that number, then I think you'll be more comfortable with revealing it, because you'll be a long way away from it.
Yeah, I mean,
milestones are amazing and a lot of fun to announce.
And I've got a long haul to go. Mm-hmm. And the reason I go public with this is because I'm tired of, I need to enlist the public pressure as well
that
as
helps.
My peer group pressure to get this done.
Yep.
And I am here to say also that, you know, we get a lot of different stuff that goes on. And I'm just going to say, I'm going to be kind of a boring guy for the next 6 to 8 months. I'm going to be a little rough, and I'm probably going to be a boring guy for the foreseeable future, because...
You've yelled at me for that board of myself. I will support you in that.
I mean, you got to make that statement. You got to go public with it. And the pressure is going to be... I'm still going to go out and have a great time. I'm going to be boring.
Wait, he means
you
won't
can't
be
drink?
Drinking as much.
I think that alcohol is one... they make it very clear in the program that it is one of the problems.
Downfalls.
With it. You can occasionally, like anything, they
that,
also
isn't that
say,
a gray area?
No.
It's not.
Because I'll tell you, can I tell you why? And I know you're having fun with this skinny mini. But you know what? You're somebody that hasn't battled it like I've battled it.
No, I'm
and I've
happy.
Battled it my whole life. I, you know, at your age, I was already, you know, having the battle of the bulge. The thing about it, I don't think physiologically, excuse me, as the alcohol really, I can still lose weight and
yes.
And have a... I think what my problem was with the alcohol was inhibitions. And Jimmy
it makes you
want to this too.
Yeah.
You go out, you have a big night the night before. The next day, you're kind of, your
like
guard
effort.
Is down and doing that. That was my biggest
and
problem.
And also, alcohol metabolizes to sugar.
It turns
and when
to
it
sugar.
Does, you want sugar the next day more than you know. It,
so,
it works against you in
I just
every
think
direction.
There are a lot of people out there that have been aware of this. I'm somebody that I'll have a 50-pound, literally a 50-pound weight fluctuation. And I'll, you know, 50 pounds from now, you're not going to really be able to tell that big a deal.
Yeah,
I swear
I
to
that.
God, that's the way I lose weight. I
listen, you're tall.
From the top of my head to the tip of my toe.
Yeah, and you literally do have a big frame, and you are tall. So 50 pounds, not that noticeable.
Let me ask
you.
So,
I'm here to say, I'm going to look in the camera and say, I plan to lie about the weight loss.
We are
and I'm
here.
I'm here to say, I started the program about 3 hours ago. I've
how much
lost
are you down?
16 pounds.
That's great, Mike. And you know where I see it? I see it in your face.
Thank you very
I do.
Much. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the guys.
You look
but
younger.
I got to tell you that, but you know, even when Rob, I know we tease him sometimes when he used to come out to appearances, he couldn't drink. I think the reality behind it is you're taking advantage of not just a program, but an opportunity to live a healthier life.
Really is
100%.
And
I was there before, man, and I was rolling on it. I was rolling on it. And, you know, I let outside factors influence me, and that outside factor was, you know, the employment situation at the
stressful.
Edge.
Well, the knee injury
and
was
the
huge.
Knee injury.
Yeah,
the knee
huge.
Injury was just like ridiculous.
Couldn't move,
there
really.
Is nothing simpler than weight loss, and there is nothing more complicated than weight loss.
Right. There's nothing more comforting than food.
And you really just got to find yourself in that zone, and you're going to start feeling so good in about 4 days that you're going to build up a head of steam. You're going to be out of control.
And Jimmy, you've done it too. I mean, you've lost, how much weight did you
super
lose?
Super skinny.
I lost 53 pounds, and I've only gained back about 5.
And
that's excellent.
I finished losing it in March, so I've been doing pretty good. I drink a lot of water. I switched to club soda with vodka.
Skinny girl vodka.
Yeah.
And you're continuing to walk, right?
A lot of walking.
A lot of that.
Yep.
A lot of walking, so water.
And also, you know, this is going to be the best thing you can do for your knee.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
As far as rehabbing your knee, that's
so
going to be
amazing. So that's my little speech. The rest of it will be, you'll hear it during Wait Not commercials when I'll tell you what I've done and how I'm doing so far.
Well, you're not going to be boring on November 10th. I know that.
I will not be boring on November 10th. No, I will not.
And you know what's awesome? You have got, that is what, that's exactly 2 months away, is it not?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
You've got a prize to keep an eye on right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can keep your eye on Reno, and you are going to really show him.
I hope so. And, proof's, we'll see in 2 months and see a progress report at that point. But I got a year to go really get to where I need to go. So we'll keep you posted and
get him, Tiger.
Thank you very much. You're up to date. We'll take a break. When we come back, Buzz came back from his gay cruise.
I'm alive.
Senior cruise. And senior cruise. That's right.
Like gay seniors.
We'll get an update on that right after this.
It's getting to the point where I'm nobody.
Well, I don't have to remind you that this is the season, ladies and gentlemen. This is the season for football.
Yes.
For the baseball playoffs. Mm-hmm. Maybe hockey. Although we're getting worried about that one.
Yeah. Wes Johnson, very telling with some of his comments yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately, not looking great for the NHL. Right. We're worried about that. Jimmy Cerito went to a Rush concert last night. There are concerts out there. I want to tell you about scorebig.com. Ever been to a game or a concert that supposedly is sold out?
All the time. They say, no tickets for you.
You might be being hoodwinked, Rob Spiewak.
Again with the bamboozlement.
That's right.
Hornswoggled.
Because they're not really sold out. How do you get those tickets?
Don't,
well, you go to Score
me.
Big. It's a better way to get tickets. Better than a lot of these other people that are online. Scorebig.com. That's ScoreBig.com. They work with the teams, the promoters, the other ticket providers, so you can save 60%, 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL concerts as well.
Yeah.
USC Trojans football. We just had the U.S. Open tennis. They had tickets for that. Cardinals, Seahawks, Falcons, Broncos. You know, really, Falcons, Broncos. Let's go to that one. Maybe I'll go with RJ. I'll meet him. That's coming up on the 17th.
I've already begun to tailgate.
Yeah. RJ visited us yesterday. Tickets at scorebig.com are always below box office price guaranteed. Go to scorebig and enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you will save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase, and we thank you in advance for that. All right. It's on to Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
And welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
This show is like a souffle, and when one ingredient is missing, it's just not the same.
Well, what I deal with when you're not here.
Well, tell me.
Is your brothers decide that they're going to pick on me. And I'm their fun. You usually defray a little of the picking on because you get picked on. Well, we all get picked on equally.
I think so.
But I think that, I became the elder statesman.
Oh, you know? So now you know.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no wonder you get pissed
a little
off.
Bit of my world.
Well, what you do,
no wonder you quit every couple of months.
You pick on the one that's weakest.
Hey, you know what? It was cool to see him yesterday.
Rob's an ass.
I was shocked to see Buzz because I totally forgot that he was coming back.
It was for a good cause.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everyone saw Buzz except RJ, who actually flew in from Florida and was in the same building as Buzz, and yet they never touched base. Buzz did not know RJ was there yesterday.
Until I saw him on Facebook later.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know he was there.
Here's what he did. He arrived over the weekend. He spent the weekend in D.C. And then at the game at our event, of course, he arrives late so he can make the entrance.
My favorite moment of the entire day yesterday was when RJ found his way to you and you said, did you just get in? No, I got here yesterday. And you said without missing a beat. So why were you late?
A girl came running out to greet me, and I get home later, and I see a picture of girl and RJ sitting together. I had no idea he was even there.
Let me say thank you to all the people at the wonderful event that we did, the Charity Hockey Classic.
Absolutely.
Blood Donor Services.
Inova Blood Donor Services and Steve Winter and
Adam Bartholomew.
Adam Bartholomew
made the whole thing happen. Right.
All those. We had a great time as the guest coaches yesterday. We had a fantastic time. Everybody saw Buzz, but they couldn't see his legs because his skinny jeans were too skinny.
Yes. I got more
comments about that.
Well, because when you're on the ice, and again, thank you.
Your legs, literally, your legs.
Did I have little bird legs?
You had bird legs of bird legs.
Do you remember the way Laura Petrie's legs looked on Dick Van Dyke when she'd wear those pants?
Did I look that good?
The first thing a hockey player said to me when I was coaching is,
if you were a woman, you would have.
said, why don't you wear the tight pants like Buzz?
Yeah, I looked across the ice and I said, is he, wait, it almost looked like you were going to do yoga afterwards.
Yeah, I had that in my yoga pants. That's right.
Do they have stretch material, those jeans? Are they stretch jeans?
I guess they are a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
they're really tight.
They are. Thank extraordinarily
you.
Tight.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. So on to your gay crew, your senior cruise.
Well, we'd never been on one before. So okay. It was a new experience. And I heard a theory recently, and I think you've experienced this yourself. The first day or two of a vacation is usually pretty miserable. Because yeah. Partly because you're just adjusting your pace. Yes. And you're getting used to right. something different.
Right.
Well, having never been on a cruise before, I got on board the ship just greatly excited. And I got on board and suddenly I was lost at sea, in a sense, because I had no idea what to do, what the options were, or how you even find out.
Yeah,
a cruise, and it was difficult to ask anyone.
I've only been on one, mm-hmm. but a cruise, I remember
the
feeling
dandy?
That way.
The No, stop it. Mike, be good.
So hard.
I know.
But I remember all these different little rules and systems. And
there's a lot of systems. More systems than rules.
A yeah. schedule for everything.
Yeah, and it is course. Really difficult for Buzz, almost like, you know, having to decompress, having to go from working only an hour a day to not working an hour a day.
Yeah, oh, man.
It's a whole other mindset.
I would never
it
adjust
frees up
to
nearly 60 minutes.
But the other thing I discovered, and, you know, we all know how a cruise ship works. In essence, we know it's a floating hotel. And, yes. and in this case, it had a casino, and that's not unusual. And it had a little shopping mall and a couple of swimming pools. And
I really shouldn't live on a cruise ship.
It's amazing. I think you should. I think
you
fit in very well.
I love cruising.
If you like drinking and gambling, you would love being on a cruise.
And Mike, right? always something to eat on a cruise.
Yeah, but well, see, not with my current program.
Soon, though.
I know, and I want to get to that, but I want to emphasize that between crew and passengers, there were over 6,000 people on this ship.
Yeah. See, right away.
6,000 people.
48-foot boat.
Well, for me, 48-foot boat. Shut up. Just shut up and let him tell his story.
It was very crowded.
That would freak me out. I wouldn't want to be on a boat with that many people.
The first day was just a day at sea. We did not have an excursion.
We need to stop taking.
Just thinking of the poo.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Okay, you got a poo. I heard.
I thought you had to.
But all these people and the first day were all confined to the ship because we're at sea. We're right. we're on our way to our first.
You're making your voyage.
Destination. What's the flavor? What's the flavor of the boat? What is the name of the cruise ship?
It's the Carnival Dream, and it's a tour of the Western Caribbean.
The Carnival Wet Dream.
A couple of stops in Mexico, and also Cozumel was one of the stops, but also Belize, and a stop in Honduras as well.
Did you sail out of Florida?
And where did it shoot out of?
We left from Port Canaveral,
okay,
which was a great place to sail from.
I'm still on the name of the boat.
The Carnival
Dream. The Carnival Dream. Welcome to the Carnival Dream.
Yes, dear.
The mayonnaise buffet is at 9.
Oh, dear. More custard, sir?
So with 6,000 people confined to one ship for more than 24 hours, it's like being in downtown Chicago on a 100-degree day. It's just that crowded.
So
it's
your first
packed.
Impression is this is the land of suck.
I was not thrilled. No, I hated the first 36 hours.
And let me ask you
voyage.
This. Yeah. That first afternoon, did you have to do the thing where you all line up at your lifeboats and do that drill?
Yeah, we did the drill.
And that's when I thought that this has been the mistake of my life. Because there's no way out of it, and you're having to stand there in orderly row. Martin would love it because it's what his people do. It's they stand in orderly rows, classify, and you can't move for like an hour. And I looked at Carrie. I said, "Way to go, dear. This is great." And that was really bad.
So you're 36 hours. You're all jammed. Or was it crowded?
I thought I made a horrible mistake. I thought, well, we'll cool off by the pool. No, the pool is literally full of people. There's not room for another human to get into the pool.
Oh,
so
no.
You're hot and it's crowded and the sun has been and you're confined. And I'm thinking, oh, this is just a horrible, horrible mistake that we've made. So I was concerned.
When did it change?
I was concerned.
When we arrived at the first destination. that's where, because then a lot of us could get off the ship. And
okay.
that made life better. And then after that, because people were going different ways and finding different things to do, until the voyage home, it was never quite that crowded again. And even on the voyage home, it wasn't quite as crowded for some reason. I guess we all found places to be and things to do where we were able to spread out a little bit. But even going home was not as bad.
Did you name four or five ports of call that you stopped at?
Four.
And was it exciting to get off the boat and explore their local laws?
Their local laws.
It was.
Yeah, I'm wondering that perhaps that's why the trip back was nicer.
Welcome to Honduras.
Let me just say, yeah, exactly. Let me say about the fan palms mm-hmm. that they have on Honduras.
Right.
Whoa. Those were pretty amazing to see.
Really?
I mean, it was
what are they?
Visually stunning, I guess.
The fan palms?
Yeah, they're palm trees that are close to the ground. They look like it looks like a peacock with its feathers open. The way the
he
palms
was are. Out of his mind.
Yeah. Oh, I was. Yeah, yeah, I was tripping on that.
I think one of his ports of call might have been Pittsburgh. Look at the palm trees.
Now, another thing you enjoy when you're anywhere mm-hmm. is you are a connoisseur of female you know, bodies.
Oh yeah, I was
how was
my eyes open.
How was the quality on the ship? Because usually you think of you know, how you doing, Meg? You
know, that's right.
I was very disappointed.
Really?
There were a few babes. There were indeed. Most of them had kids with them.
Okay. There were kids on the ship?
Or they were clearly on a honeymoon. A few. Yeah, even after the start of school, there were a few. Fortunately, they have a place where they lock most of them up during the day give them like construction paper to cut out and stuff.
You know? Did you see any, what I saw a lot of on my cruise, did you see any older tragic queens?
I think I did. And I saw a gay
great
couples,
people watching.
Gay couples of both genders on board ship. But yeah, no, it was interesting.
What was the best part of it?
Of being on the ship itself or the whole crew?
Yeah, how about of being on the ship itself?
I would say the room was great, but the food was really the best thing. And that leads me to an observation that I made on the ship, which is it is a concentrate. If you're looking to get away from people, that's not a ship is not the place to go.
A cruise is not the right vacation.
No. Right, exactly. Because it's just jammed with people. And so you get a real close-up look at the humanity you see every day anyway. Mm-hmm. But what I really observed about this particular cruise, at least, was the level of epidemic morbid obesity.
Yeah.
Hi.
You would have been one of the thinner ones. I saw a woman whose her legs, folds of fat on her thighs, hung over other folds of fat on her thighs in the bathing suit that she wore.
Oh. And boy, do they cater to that.
Exactly, because you can get, on one of these cruise ships, they have a couple of stations where you can go yourself and get ice cream cones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can just have all the ice cream cones you want. There's just no stopping. And at dinner, and I didn't know this, aside from serving wonderful, wonderful meals in the dining room at dinner, you can order as many things as you want.
It's true.
You can order six hors d'oeuvres. You can order six entrees. You can order six desserts. And people did.
That were specifically there because they knew they could overeat like that?
There has to be a connection between the rampant epidemic morbid obesity and the free ice cream cones and unlimited entrees.
One of my favorite quotes, Carrie and I went on a cruise for our 10th anniversary. We only did one. I'd love to do another. But I do remember there was, and you know exactly the guy I mean when I say this, the maitre d' mm-hmm. that's everybody's best friend. And if you're a man, he calls you boss. Okay. How are you doing, boss? Good to see you, boss. Mm-hmm. You want to sit down, boss? And the quote that I will take away, he said, "Hey, boss, how was dinner?" I said, "Delicious. How about another prime rib for you?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "No," because they were serving like 18-ounce prime ribs. And I said, "No, I think one prime rib is enough tonight." He says, "Boss, they are free. How about another prime rib?"
And all right, let me ask. Hold on.
I did not.
Did you ever double up on the prime rib?
No.
Look at me in the eye.
Never did.
Look at me in the eye.
Never did.
Look at me in the
swear
eye.
Swear it on my kids.
Double up on anything.
Did you ever double up on an entree?
Yes, the appetizers.
Yes.
I think I had every night at least sampled every appetizer. Because,
really?
And because you don't have to finish it.
So if you sampled every appetizer, how many appetizers would there have
probably
been?
Probably like four or five a night.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, five or six.
And we were, and I'm trying to think. We didn't do a carnival. I think we did a Norwegian one.
And what kind of appetizers were we talking about?
I remember.
Said the man who's fasting for the first day.
Oh, this is going to become like porn for you. I do remember the crab stuffed mushrooms. And you know what? Some really nice shrimp for the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
And I said, let's have some more of these.
Yeah. Lobster tails. Frog legs.
Can I ask this?
Sure.
Do you ever smell poo on the boat?
There was, not usually.
Only in my room.
I do remember one elevator lobby where I heard someone say, and they were absolutely right, this smells like ass, because it did. Oh, but that gross. Was brief and passing, and they have special fans and
would
everything.
Would you recommend cruises?
I would, but I would recommend that you go with friends or another couple, go in a small group. Especially if somebody in that group has done it before, can kind of show you the ropes from the minute you get on the boat. Gotcha.
And you know, what he said something really telling. It's not a good vacation to do to get away from people,
right.
But sometimes on a vacation, I want to observe people.
Uh-huh.
And almost without penalty.
People watching.
Yeah, get to know people and then know that in 4 days you never see them again.
And I did try. I tried to make friends.
There is a certain beauty to that, and the people watching on a boat is pretty fantastic.
Let me tell you seriously how much I enjoyed a cruise.
Okay.
Okay.
I am 53 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I went on one cruise. It was during my first, honeymoon.
Mm.
Well, perhaps
that
you're
is
associating
many moons ago.
You're associating the cruise with other things that you don't like.
No, I did not like waiting in line. I did not like doing that.
There's some of that.
I hated everything about it.
Breakfast.
You can't grease some palms.
You can do plenty of that.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's built into your bill.
Yeah, I didn't like. For example, I'd be sitting there one day. You get to shoot skeet. I'm gonna go shoot a shotgun off the back of the boat. Yeah. Line,
of course.
Oh, I'm gonna hit golf balls off the back of the boat. Line.
Right.
I'm going to go, they got the midnight buffet. I'm going to go to the midnight buffet. Line.
That's the one thing we blew off because the crowd was so insane, the midnight buffet.
Yeah, line.
Buzz, was there any top-notch entertainment on board?
There was. I'm really glad you asked. A great comedian on board by the name of Roman. And he just goes by that one
Freddie
name.
Roman?
No, just Roman.
Roman.
He goes
Freddie
by Roman. Roman. He's a young African-American man. And he is absolutely hilarious. I saw a couple of acts, but this guy, Roman, really stood out. He was just so relaxed, and he would tickle himself. You know, occasionally he would just stop for a moment and just chuckle.
So he'd take his hands and he'd put them under his armpits?
No,
he would laugh to himself.
A thought would occur to him.
Very old when he said that.
That made him laugh.
He would tickle himself. Yeah.
What's great about him is when in Rome, everyone does as this comedian did.
And the other great entertainment was a Pink Floyd laser light show.
Yeah.
They have an outdoor theater. Thank you, Rob.
Welcome to the Pot Cruise.
They have an outdoor theater, and they had music video going of Pink Floyd songs. And while that was happening, smoke and laser lights.
He was so fried. He's remembering that, but you know what it was? A boombox and a flashlight.
So it was awesome.
Did you watch that in a chaise lounge?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the crowd was very quiet. The people who were there. So you were really able to enjoy it. I got video of it, as a matter of fact.
Best port of call that you went to?
Honduras was the most exciting because it was the most
dangerous,
distant, and
it is dangerous.
The most new to me. But I had an awful lot of fun in second stop was. What did I say? Coast of
Belize?
Belize was my favorite. And that's where I set out. It was like a wooden pylon sticking out of the water, out in the ocean. And I sat out on it and practiced my ukulele. I had a great...
This is like a movie.
You brought your ukulele on your cruise.
Oh, my God, yes. And it really, on some days, like that first day and a half where I was miserable, saved my life.
Sign
really,
anything. Yeah, it ruined Marsha's life, though.
Does she like it?
You on the ukulele?
Yeah, no, actually, I think she enjoys the ukulele.
I'm excited for November.
Yeah.
Buzz is practicing his ukulele for Reno. I think it's going to be awesome.
Sitting on an abandoned dock pylon. Right.
With the laser light show.
That's right.
Laser light show.
And he'll make his own smoke.
I don't want to promise anything. I may be able, you know, we do the birthday segment on Thursday. I may be able to play Happy Birthday for somebody this week.
Oh, my goodness. Something to look forward to.
Shouldn't he save it? He should save it for the show.
I should, but
how about one?
Happy Birthday is a short, simple song, so just be a little tease.
I'll take one birthday, and then we'll wait, and then we'll hold it back.
And then we'll hold it back.
And besides, he's not promising he can do it. This is not a dock pylon.
We got to go to break. Anything else that we missed?
The Mayan ruins. Just being able to see that, and I found out that we don't have to worry about the calendar, so I'm pleased about that.
So you got a sense that it won't be the end of the world in 2012?
Absolutely. As a Mayan explained it to me. It just has to do with the numbers and they ran out of space.
And by the way, about the Mayan ruins, Mark's daughter has apologized.
Okay, thank you.
Right,
hello, Maya. Get well soon. We'll be back with Rob and the Magic Audio Ball right after this.
The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done.
I'm still waiting. I have not gotten over there yet because they haven't set it up for me, but I've got my TLC appointment that is around the corner.
Excellent.
And I'm very excited about the idea of not having 655 pairs of glasses lying around my house.
Yep.
We're talking about the TLC Laser Eye Center. The TLC staff is so friendly, everybody, and the surgeons are experienced.
Oh, they're
TLC's
good.
Equipment is always state-of-the-art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge.
Big up.
And they've got locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing or to see, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020 or find TLC online at LASIK, LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard it on the Mike O'Meara show.
I'm excited for you. You're not going to be able to stop raving about it.
If I'm a candidate.
I'm no doctor, but I predict you're going to sail through this.
If Mark was here, I would look at him and go, when's that happening?
And he'd say, why did you give a free read to Wait Not?
No, he'd say, great.
Great.
Anyway, now without further ado, let's open it up. Here's Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault. Take it away, Rob.
I was so excited, Mike, to find my way to a website called Dish Nation. And do you know why?
Why?
Because Dish Nation is the website where Scott and Todd post their daily videos.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh,
this is, of course, the host of the morning show on WPLJ in New York City, Todd Pettengill and Scott Shannon. And what was really bad, even more so, his sidekick, Scott's sidekick, Todd, now sounds like Scott.
Oh,
now they just talk alike.
He's talked that way for so long.
And I just want to play a little bit of this so you can hear what it's like, the quality video that they post on a daily basis. And this year, they're talking about another thing they do called Tout. And Tout tells you what they do, okay? Great broadcasters.
Hey, it's Scott and Tout.
Todd.
On Tout.
Right.
By the way, great audio, too. They're filming this in a radio studio. This is why this sounds like this. They're just 10 inches away from really great microphones. And yet, this is what they post.
Hey, it's Scott and Tout.
Todd.
On Tout.
Right.
With a major announcement, we're coming back to your television this fall with Dish Nation.
We can't wait.
I don't know. I can wait. I'm a little bit nervous.
We can't wait.
Hey, it's Scott and Todd, and we're on Tout.
Yeah, we've already told them that.
But don't you like it?
Why are you wearing a tie?
We want to look nice for you.
Can I borrow it?
You got a t-shirt on.
Look great with my ass.
They're doing it in a break.
Yeah, you can hear the
absolutely.
They're doing it in a break.
It's horrible.
Can I borrow your tie?
It's a bunch of hacks.
Nice to see you. Tout. What is it? Well, just look. That's Tout.
What is it? I don't see anything.
Well, that's what we tell people. That's what we tell people.
I can't tell them apart.
Exactly.
That's what you tell them.
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
There is one way to tell them apart. One of them is 80.
May I add something?
Yes.
I don't blame them. I blame them for sounding alike because clearly they've been working together.
They've been working
long.
Together for a long time.
He tries real hard.
But I blame the quality on the producer of that actual video.
And you know who their producer is, Mike? It's Monkey Boy.
because as a radio guy, how many times have somebody walked in and said, okay, you got to do this real quick?
Right.
So you think because you're in radio all your life that it's going to sound just like it because they have this parabolic mic.
Right.
It sounds like ass, and then you got to come up with that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on Tout.
But it's the way they talk all the time.
And you know, Todd didn't used to sound like that.
No, he didn't.
That's frightening to me.
I worked opposite him in Albany for the brief period of my career that I was a morning DJ. My competition was Todd Pettengill, and then he went on to work with
Todd Pettengill.
He did what many people do. He took a producing job in order to get on the air.
Yes.
Sometimes it works.
Weird.
This is from a listener, Matt Rutherford, and this is not all that funny, but I think you will enjoy it.
Okay.
This is, as far as I can tell, actual tape of a Japanese roll call.
Tanimitsu, Mitsuyoshi, Yoshimura, Murakami, Kamikawa, Kawamatsu, Matsutaka. Takahashi, Hashimoto, Motooka, Okafune, Funashige, Shigeyasu, Yasutake, Takamine, Minahira, Hirayama, Yamanaka, Nakashima, Shimakuro, Kurosato, Satagata, Gata, go now.
So there you go. And Mike?
Got to go now.
With that, keep in mind that while you're remembering the Japanese roll call, that Scott and Todd are soon going to be on Broadway.
Hey, Scott and Todd inviting you to join us on Broadway.
Oh, no.
Yep, we're going to be in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, special guest stars.
I'm not wearing no dress.
Yeah, you are.
Can I say something?
Please do. And I mean it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear this,
And I thank God I'm not in the racket anymore.
Tell me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Scary.
I don't want to be 70 years old and going to Priscilla, Queen of the Jungle.
And keep in mind, he's still, in many ways, at the top of his game up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's on a major market New York yeah. morning
I'm
show.
I'm not just saying this because I'm here. This is way better.
Yeah.
It is more fun.
Yeah. For one thing, you can tell us apart.
But it's, you know, this little land of ours. Look, he's got lots of money. I don't right. begrudge him that. Mm. But it's like, you know, morning DJ-dom is... I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of guys.
Because this is the way, for people that don't know, the way it would go down is this. You would have your program director come to you and say, look, there's a big buy on the line.
We got a Broadway buy. You got to be associated mm-hmm. with yes. the show. They're spending a lot of money.
Gotta be
on
the show. What do you think about being special guests in one of the performances?
And then, you know what? That's what it starts. It starts out, how would you like to be a guest? And right. then they reveal to them, well, you're actually going to be on stage. And oh, yeah, you're going to have to wear a dress.
I'd rather coach a charity hockey team.
That was fun.
Congratulations was fun. To Peyton Manning, who has joined some exclusive company last night. Passed 400th touchdown pass, which puts him up with Favre and Dan Marino, the only quarterback. Back to 400 touchdown passes.
I turned that game off now. What was
he looked
the,
amazing.
Did Denver win?
Denver won.
He looked very good.
Okay, very
but
good.
That's not the big NFL story, Mike.
No.
The big NFL story was David Akers tying an NFL record with a 63-yard field goal, but that's not even the story.
Wow. RG3.
No. The story is with Akers' field goal, I got to hear my noise.
Kicking from the San Francisco side of midfield. Drills it.
And goes in.
He bounced it in. But it was a great off the crossbar sound.
A great
63
gong.
Yards.
Yes.
Yeah. NFL record tied.
Here comes
listen,
the gong.
Here comes the gong. And for those of you just joining us, that's my favorite noise in the world.
63 yards from David Akers.
Yeah, he got it.
And he gets lifted up as if he just won the game as this thing hit the crossbar. Wow. Up in
I just
the
wish
air,
Joe Buck wasn't doing the call.
I know.
When did Joe Buck turn into, God, he was great. When he was a younger guy, he was fan. When he was hungry before he became a superstar.
How long does it take for a restaurant to get up and going? Like, do you think, service-wise?
Probably a good, Jimmy, you would say probably a couple of years to get everything hit.
Don't ask
all
Mike.
Out. Right, you dick.
We can stop
you
right there.
Dick, you're right. A year,
man. It's taken me us 16. We're still not there.
Okay, that's oh, that's, yeah. that's why
never ending.
That's why he's good never. Because
well,
that's,
I say
yeah,
this
because right.
we had a great time at the Inova Charity Hockey Classic, the fourth annual, and then we all went to the bars in Ballston, and they're all new bars. And we had such a horrible time, and I'm not going to name the bars, getting drinks at various bars,
right?
That they ended up comping our entire tab at one bar for six people that's because it took 2 hours to get a beer.
Wow. Really? Because it was all packed, everybody watching the game?
Yes, yeah. But I was shocked because these are big-name establishments and services everything.
That's a little beehive, that Arlington area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a little beehive
and that's Boston,
of activity.
Actually.
Yeah, Boston.
Like a cruise ship.
Not at Jimmy's. It should have gone there after.
I tell you, you know what a good Sunday will be for me? I'm going to go to one place down in Boston. Just sit there in an outdoor cafe and watch people jog.
That's a good job. It's fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Speaking of jogging, Paul Ryan, who is just really a handsome
really
fella.
Really cut.
Yeah. He revealed recently on an interview that he ran his last marathon in 2 hours, 50 minutes, something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like a championship speed.
Really?
And they called him on it. Here he is apologizing for lying.
How did you make that mistake?
It was an honest mistake. I was 20 years old. I hurt my back when I was about 23 or 24, and I had to quit running. I herniated a disc in my back. So I've just lost perspective on what normal times are. I ran an ordinary race, and I thought the answer I gave was an ordinary time. Obviously, it wasn't. It was 22 years ago.
He
my
made it up.
Pulled it out of his ass.
Ever since I said that, because he is an actual marathon runner. And he's been saying, are you crazy? That's crazy fast. Look, it was just an honest mistake. I just lost perspective of what ordinary times are.
He
how
made
about
it up.
You say,
so he lied.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Dick.
And by the way, I've run a half marathon. Yeah, I remember. You remember that time because that's probably the only time in your life you're ever going to do it.
Right. It's a big deal.
Yes, it's forever.
Meanwhile, on the good guy's side, did you hear President Obama and the Hawaiian kid?
No.
I like this little piece of tape.
Oh, I think I saw okay.
him
I
him and like
that.
He was in a cafe or something. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, not that. This.
Hey, he's a Hawaiian.
He's a Hawaiian.
You were born Hawaiian?
Hawaii.
Yes, I'm
Hawaiian.
Okay. Do you have a
personal
symptom? Love that. Do you have the kid that was in the sewer?
No.
Did you hear about the kid that traveled a quarter mile in a sewer carried by the flow of water before he was rescued.
It wasn't water.
No. He's a 14-year-old kid. He's fine. They had to, like, pop, I think, 5 manhole covers to find him. But imagine traveling a quarter mile. And this is pretty great. This is the kid talking about what it was like being trapped down there.
Scary. I didn't know what to do. This whole thing was covered. When I fell in the sewer, I was like, because I thought that was my last breath I ever had.
And then I love the 14-year-old boy voice. I love the voice-changing voice.
Mm-hmm. I fell in the sewer, there we go.
Half Little Rascals, half Hal Linden. It's right somewhere in the middle.
Praying to Jesus and tell me, and I'm like, goodbye, Mom and Dad. I didn't want to die.
Wow.
I didn't want to give up. They popped this one up, and then I saw a little light. And I'm like, oh, thank you, God. It was crazy. When I saw my dad's face, he was like, because he thought I was dead. I'm like, Dad, I wasn't giving up. And he smiled at me. And I'm very lucky to be alive.
Isn't that great?
That's cute.
It is. And
I like that.
It didn't go down like this, Mike. This is not what made him go into the sewer.
Did they float?
Oh, yes. They float, Georgie. They float.
Had nothing to do with Pennywise.
Yeah. With me. You float,
Pennywise, the clown that lives in the sewer.
Scary.
Got time for one or two more.
All right, then let's close with these two. I don't like when animals sound like people. I don't like it. I don't like talking birds.
Freaks you out, but it's funny.
But I don't like screaming sheep, Mike. Don't like this sheep at all.
No.
Don't like that sheep.
That is so... I mean, can I hear that one again, please?
Cappy sent this to me, I think, just to ruin my day.
That's a sheep.
And it's a 7-second piece. And I don't know how they changed the code on that YouTube thing.
One more, please.
I don't know how they changed the YouTube code. When you click it, it keeps playing over and over again.
A sheep.
That's a sheep.
That's creepy.
Don't like that. We close with Bill Maher and his take on Bill Clinton at the Democratic National Convention.
Mm-hmm. Clinton, he was just devastating in his simplicity. He said, I love this. At one point, he said, I came from a place where people still thought 2 and 2 was 4. And over at Fox News, they said, get the fact checkers on that. I mean, Clinton killed them with one word, arithmetic, right? You saw that? He said Republicans lack skills in arithmetic, which, by the way, not fair to Sarah Palin, because if there's one thing her family has proved it can do, it's multiply.
That's right, Mike and Mike. That is your magic audio vault.
Oh, I gotta hear it again. There we go. Sorry about that. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after this. German Martin's leaving. Anyway, we're here with German Martin and Jimmy Cerrito from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Martin's last day in the United States. He's off to Germany. Get really loaded on the plane tonight. Have a good time.
Wow.
Enjoy yourself.
Think he might?
Are you going to be greeted by family when you get there at the airport?
Yeah, my brother's going to pick me up in Hamburg.
And just be ass-faced. That'd be the way to do it. Let's get.
Will he be in uniform?
No, he's not.
Uniform. Yes, with a Luger.
Well, that's nice.
If you learn of any plans, let us know.
Yeah, turn up number 5 for me there, Rob. Thank you very much. Let's get Buzz Burbank in here with the news. Welcome back from your cruise.
Thank
Buzz.
You, Mike. Thank you, guys. We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, the odor, the secondhand smoke, the ashes, the burn holes, or the things that cause cancer. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. It costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. Is that true? 6 double Coronas?
Yeah, it's a long time, and I love it. And there's a little one now that they make, too, a little tiny cigar.
Oh, really?
And I use that on the motorcycle. Makes me feel like a real badass.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm smoking a cigar. Yeah.
To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. By the way, I heard Ron Perlman. There was a guy who was going to be on the show. I remember somebody in pop culture who had put on a Nazi uniform at one point. Ron Perlman threatened to quit Sons of Anarchy if they let this guy on the show. So, boom, the guy's off.
Really?
Yeah. And so Ron Perlman stays, but no Nazis on the show.
Oh, wow.
Which is interesting for a biker show.
So was it a guy that had worn it just on a joke?
It was Peg Bundy.
It was Kenny Segal.
Thank you, Rob. Sorry, yeah. Now, normally we start the news with something that everybody is or everybody will be talking about. Today, though, we lead with something that no one is talking about, especially in this presidential campaign. 21-year-old Army Private Shane Cantu of Corunna, Michigan, is among the latest to die in Afghanistan. He was 10 years old when this war started, our longest war ever. And every day, on average, we lose another soldier, about 31 a month, month after month, year wow. after year. We notice this briefly when we cross a milestone of 1,000 deaths or 2,000, but day by day, we lose another member of somebody's family. Maybe we'll mention this to our senators or congressmen, or maybe we'll just continue to be numb to
you
it.
You and I are both old enough to remember, and Jimmy might remember this a little bit too, that the Vietnam War was on TV. Mm-hmm. You saw it every night.
It was the first televised war, yeah.
Every night. It's not.
No.
We don't think it's important. We don't give a rat's ass about it. And, you know, it stuns me that you've got people in firefights every single day, every single week in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and we're still not paying attention to it, and I'll never understand that.
And we're no longer unified behind, say, Walter Cronkite, who right. will say it's time to stop this.
Exactly.
Right.
Earlier in this presidential campaign, Mitt Romney, you may remember seeing this video, he vowed that he would repeal Obamacare on day one. Yesterday, he said he likes parts of Obamacare and would keep those parts, including mandatory coverage of pre-existing conditions. But the Obama campaign says Romney Care would not cover pre-existing conditions for those who lose their jobs or those who never had it in the first place. No answer to that yet from the Romney campaign.
And isn't Obamacare essentially based on something that Romney established when he was a governor?
They all say that. I don't know whether it's true or not because I mean, walk with everybody.
Romney took another surprising stand yesterday, saying that some of the tax loopholes that he wants to eliminate are at the high end. Romney emphasized that he's not just all about cutting taxes for the rich, but for cutting their loopholes as well. But the Romney campaign still hasn't specifically said which loopholes it would eliminate. Skeptics fear that many of those help protect the middle class. And then there's the issue that isn't really an issue at all. In a speech on Saturday, Mitt Romney said he would not take "under God" out of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not an issue because his opponent, President Obama, has never said anything about removing the phrase, and Romney never said that Obama said that.
However, there is a segment of America that will hear him say that and assume that Obama wants it out.
That's the implication.
Yeah. Well, that's the way, that's the game they play, yeah. And the thing is, the reason for this is because the Democratic platform, they wanted to take God out of the platform.
And we were...
How's that pillow doing, Oscar?
Really uncomfortable.
we were wimpy. The Democrats were wimpy and confused about that issue.
Yeah, granted. They were completely wimpy and
but
confused.
But for the record, and this comes up a lot too, the phrase "under God" was not added to the Pledge of Allegiance until 1954.
Really?
It existed many years before that without that phrase, just so you know.
It was Buzz's idea to add it.
That's right.
You know, once again, focusing on the stuff that really matters.
Exactly. Please. We'll move on. It's been a surprisingly positive month for the president's reelection campaign. We learned over the weekend that last week's I had a swallow there. It's a leftover from the cruise ship.
That was almost sounded like a sucking sound.
That might have been the extra piece of prime rib.
Right. Did you double up on any appetizers when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
What did you
have? I would have maybe a shrimp cocktail and the frog legs.
Oh, frog legs.
Oh, yeah.
Were they good frog legs?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They really were. The food was exquisite.
They made him hoppy.
I like frog legs.
I do, too. Tastes like chicken.
Well, a surprisingly good month for the president. We learned over the weekend last week's convention gave Obama a bump or a frog jump in the polls.
Right.
Leaving him 4 points ahead of Romney in what continues to be a very tight race. Next stop,
like Grand Avenue.
The debates. No, I've seen the signs.
Well, you can't get them here for the other guy.
Well, you I've can't. Seen a few.
No, you can't. You weren't here last week.
No, that's true.
I went down to the office.
He did.
Oh. To buy or get for free or buy.
Cash.
Well, they don't have any.
The answer is no.
Nothing. They don't have any.
Can I? No.
But they had Patchouli Liberal. That was her name.
Uh-huh.
Patchouli Liberal was there.
Liberal Patchouli, I think.
Patchouli Liberal was saying, maybe by the end of September.
Did you see that jobs report?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah, and I heard about
He's
some of the
dead.
Speculation that was made on this
He's
show.
Taking the scab.
I did, and essentially, you know, bottom line, we're still over 8%. It did tick down a couple of percentage points, but you know, and I mean point percentage points. But, you know, it, otherwise, yeah, it did very much stay stable.
He doesn't give a rat's
ass. I heard Mark's theory.
He doesn't care.
I heard Mark's theory that that announcement was timed for political reasons. And as someone has pointed out since, correctly so, those come out every month at the same date.
Regardless. Did you see the news report about the frog legs? They were delicious.
Frog legs are up. And next stop,
coming
of course,
up quickly.
Is the debates. And so this will be the next possible turning point.
Well, you don't get into it, do you?
No.
In a very close
seat. For me, it's like a big sporting event.
Yeah, it is. It's a spectator sport.
You don't care who wins.
And this could be a turning point.
You take that back.
No, I'm not.
All
I don't think you do.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Do you? You really don't care, though.
Your eyes are telling me. No. Your eyes
I don't
are
want,
telling
I
me.
I don't want Mitt Romney in control of our country.
You don't?
No.
Feel strongly about it?
I do.
You know what? He has made more than in previous
agreed.
Elections. God,
agreed.
We've worked together for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we all know each other's mm-hmm. tells. Mm-hmm. He's been more like... Yes.
More certain, more political.
Really don't care for Ryan. And
yeah,
I think
like
for a four-year administration of Romney and Ryan, we will not get the cologne odor.
Right.
Out of the White House for the next 8 years.
Let me just say this. I don't like Ryan, but I will tell you that if we reelect Obama, I think by the end of Obama's second term, you're going to hear things from Joe Biden that are going to sound like this.
And that being said, if we do get, you know, when the debates do happen, I do look forward to the Joe Biden show.
Yeah.
Because he's a lot of fun.
I'm an older guy and just strictly on demographics mm-hmm. and, you know, the young guy that runs the marathons, I would love to see old Joe wipe the floor with him,
Me
but
too.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, if you like sports, this will be a good one to watch,
right.
I think.
No.
In the meantime, excuse me, in the meantime.
He was on a cruise.
That's right. In the meantime, the Obama campaign has also improved its fundraising, barely beating out the Romney campaign in August for the first time since the campaigns began. Other news quickly. You're almost out of the business of owning Wall Street insurance giant AIG. The government's now selling off $18 billion worth of shares in the company, which is more than half of the government's piece of AIG. That's, by the way, $18 billion profit for the taxpayers. Chicago public school teachers are on strike today for the first time in 25 years. They're at odds with the city over benefits, some of which they had to give up when they recently agreed to work longer days for the same pay. Money is not even an issue in the strike.
Professor Ditka.
Money is not an issue for Jay Leno, but we've now learned that he gave up half of his salary to save the jobs of some of his staff.
Still a dick.
Jay's $30 million is now down to 15, which is about a third of what Letterman gets. And college students in China have reported online that their classes, some of their classes... They're taking roll call in class.
That's Japanese, not Chinese.
Exactly, Mike. And I know that you know the difference, and that's why you're grand.
Thank you very much.
Chinese college students reporting online that some of their classes have been canceled so that they can go to work. Instead, Chinese factories are rushing to meet the demand for the new iPhone 5, which we hear will be unveiled day after tomorrow.
Yeah, that's terrible.
College classes canceled.
Horrible.
And finally, cooler weather is falling over Canada, so we shouldn't hear many more stories like this for a while.
Look out.
New Brunswick man arrested for finding sleeping, sunbathing women in public parks and, in the Elvis tradition, finishing in their hair.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The two
That's
women
nasty.
Who were awakened in this way provided DNA samples for the police, which led to the perp being sentenced to 10 months behind bars. The prosecutor argued that this sort of behavior isn't acceptable. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz, and welcome back from your cruise. German Martin, safe travels back to Germany, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Die Gates, or what do they say? Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And I'll see you when I get back.
And never forget.
Come back, and Jimmy, anything you'd like to add?
Love you, Martin. We'll see you when you come home for a vacation.
All right, very good. Our show today.
There's Jimmy Cerrito, that hateful jerk.
Brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College.
So mean.
That's the word that best describes Jimmy. Hateful.
Hateful.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Right.
Most non-hateful man in the human
That's
being
right.
in the world. That's too funny.
Jimmy
Ralph.
Thinks he could work it out with cancer. I mean, he's a loving guy.
80% of heart attacks happen at home, Rob. Would you know what to do?
I do.
Anyway, NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. First day.
That's right.
Blood. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Registration's open now, so click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class. Save a life. That's it. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
The ship has sailed.
Hi, RJ.
Scott and Todd proudly present Cooper Lawrence.
She's right over there.
Today's dead star on the envelope was Soupy Sales.
You kind of look like him.
A little bit.
Thank you.